Another international hotspot is simmering. North Korea conducted its second nuclear test 3 weeks ago. The international community responded with new UN sanctions. The timing of last month's test may have to do with a succession drama that's now said to be playing out in Pyongyang. In fact, the reported heir apparent of North Korea's ailing leader may have already met with the leader of his country's key ally and main supplier of food and fuel, China. The world's Mary Kay Magstad is monitoring the story from Beijing.
North Korea's politics are among the most opaque in the world, even to most North Koreans. The state-run media don't even talk about the sons of leader Kim Jong-il, let alone reports that he's passed over the older two to make the 25 or 26-year-old Kim Jong-un his successor. But today's edition of Japan's Asahi newspaper reports that Kim Jong-un secretly visited Beijing last week. The paper says he met President Hu Jintao just a couple of days before China signed on to new UN sanctions against North Korea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang was asked repeatedly today if this actually happened, and he repeatedly gave the same answer. Qin said, "We do not have knowledge of this situation." He also brushed off a question about reports that the North Korean defense minister is now in town. He said, "Go ask the Ministry of Defense." Regardless of who China's been hosting, Qin Gang said China does take seriously its responsibilities as a signatory to the sanctions resolution. He said China, like other signatories, will implement the resolution earnestly. But Chinese negotiators did water down the resolution, and China has urged prudent action that doesn't provoke North Korean retaliation. Pyongyang has threatened war if its ships are boarded at sea. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak reacted to that threat today in Washington. He spoke through a translator at a joint news conference with President Barack Obama.
They will think twice about taking any measures that they will regret. And of course, North Korea may wish to do so, but of course they will not be able to do so.
That's because any act of war by North Korea would risk fierce retaliation and the end of the regime that's trying so hard to ensure its survival. President Obama said in the same news conference that the best way for the regime and North Koreans to prosper is to try something other than brinksmanship.
Prestige and security and prosperity are not going to come through the path of threatening neighbors and engaging in violations of international law.
President Obama said North Korea's neighbors and the United States are tired of such tactics.
There's been a pattern in the past where North Korea behaves in a belligerent fashion, and if it waits long enough, is then rewarded with foodstuffs and fuel and concessionary loans and a whole range of benefits. And I think that's the pattern that they've come to expect. The message we're sending, and when I say we, not simply the United States and the Republic of Korea, but I think the international community, is we are going to break that pattern.
For that to happen, though, China needs to be fully on board. It says it is. But even now, China is stressing the need for calm and stability, for talks rather than confrontation. It's hard to square that with the resolve needed to confront North Korean ships on the high seas. The test will come soon enough. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.